shave. It is Friday, the 27th of May, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. It's also the 27th anniversary of my first marriage. Hope you had a happy birthday yesterday, Sandra. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Italian Cultural Center is honoring the 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare with a special Italian language version of Romeo and Juliet. Why is an English playwright being celebrated in Italian? You'll have to keep listening to find out. And if you've ever had an interest in getting into the music business in Canada, you want to hear a conversation with Alfie Zappacosta. Alfie was a pop star in the 80s. He did musical theater in the 90s, and he's now a touring jazz musician. He was at the Orpheum last night, and he's in Chilliwack tonight, and he'll be our guest in about half an hour. Plus the call board and lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, we're going to start off with some music. We've been playing tracks off of Alison MacDonald's new album. Alison is a very dear friend of ours, and she's been doing musical theater across the country for about the last decade or so. Right now, she's in Kingston, Ontario, playing Patsy Cline, and in the Closer Walk with Patsy Cline. And she just released a new album a couple of weeks ago. We've been playing a track from it every week. The album's called I'm Moving Along, and there's a link to it on our Facebook page. And today, we're going to play a great hit by Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender. Wherever it is. It's right here. I had it here. No, it's really here, really, seriously. There it is. This is professional radio.
Darling, I love you, and I
She had to throw in that one last little phrase. I was right ready to say something, and then there she is. Alison McDonald, pick up the CD. It's well worth it. It's chock full of show tunes and pop songs from the 50s and 60s, and lots of Patsy Cline, lots of Elvis, all kinds of great stuff in there. All right, in the studio right now, we have three very serious artists here. So why don't you start by introducing yourselves, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nicole Riglietti.
I'm Christine Iannetta.
I am Stefania Violante.
All right. Now, why are you here?
Because we have an awesome, awesome, epic performance of Romeo and Giulietta at the Italian Cultural Center on June 3rd and June 4th.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, it's the 400th anniversary of the death of Shakespeare. So lots of events are happening all around the world in all kinds of different ways. And this is unique because it's Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, but it's being done with an Italian translation.
Yes. An Italian translation done by Salvatore Quasimodo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so please tell me the story of this. Where did this come from?
Well, a few months back, I was traveling throughout Italy, and I came across a small town. In this small town, there's a little place called Laushan, which is like a superstore / Safeway mixed together. Mm-hmm. And I found this book, this Shakespeare Romeo and Giulietta, mm-hmm. and one side of it was English of Shakespeare's text, and then the other side was Salvatore Quasimodo. And I grew up being Italian-Canadian, and I grew up in my household with my dad being Italian and my mom as well, and them speaking to me with Italian and English all within the same sentence and combined. And even at the Italian Cultural Center, I work there, and a lot of seniors come in, and they always speak to me in Italian, and I always answer in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my mom was French, but she grew up the same way. I mean, her father was a French immigrant, but mm-hmm. grew up the same way, speaking English and French at the same time. So it's a very common Canadian experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, Nicole, you're the director?
Yes, I'm the director. Yeah. I'm producing it as well, and also the lead actor in it, too.
Oh, who are you playing?
Giulietta.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
And Christine, you're playing her mother?
Her mama.
Oh, lovely. And I've already forgotten your name.
Don't worry, Stefania.
Stefania, I know. I was writing it down, and then I got distracted by other stuff, so I'm going to write it down now. Stefania, what is your role in all this?
I'm going to be the nurse.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm in between these wonderful ladies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the nurse always go off for a little fantasy world.
The nurse is the gem role in Romeo and Juliet.
I hope so.
It is.
Well, I hope I can render the nurse in such a way that it will be, you know, complimentary in a nice way to these two wonderful actresses.
Now, Nicole, the origins of Romeo and Juliet also come from Italy, because, I mean, Shakespeare didn't just make up this story. This is based on an old play or an old story that comes from Italy.
It is. Luigi del Porto is the one who first wrote this story with Romeo and Giulietta, because at that time there was these two rival families that were very feuding all the time. And then as the years went on, this English writer, Arthur Brooks, found the text and created it into an English poem.
Yeah.
And Shakespeare found that and created Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. All right. And what are we going to see that we might be familiar with, and what are we going to see that's kind of new and interesting and unusual about this?
Well, I think being in bilingual in Italian and English, there is a lot of English that's there with like highlights of Italian too. A lot of the behavior for audiences to understand is there, because everyone understands human behavior, so we can see what's going on and what's happening. There will be some really amazing, fabulous sword fighting that's happening.
Oh yeah, of course. Yes. I mean, you don't need language for that.
No, not at all. So that kind of creates the element of surprise as well.
So is it I'm not sure clear if I understood, but are you doing an English version and an Italian version, or are you doing it combined?
It's combined.
Oh,
it's
really?
Mixed, yes. So it is that authentic, you know, of many Canadians can attain to it with yeah. the cultural of you speaking one language, your home, your native language at home, and then with your Canadian as well. Because being Italian and being Canadian, I'm both.
Yeah.
And we are all both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that it sticks to our heritage. And I think it's very important that as, you know, second generation, that we continue to live with that. Because I feel a lot of people can relate to the two languages and how they flow intricately through just one sentence as itself. And, you know, maybe if we have some time, we'll do a little scene to...
Well, why don't we do a little scene right now? You're here.
And,
okay.
And, yeah. Sure, why not?
Absolutely.
I got a lady Caffula. I got the nurse here.
Yeah.
You guys ready to go?
All right. Nurse, dov'è mia figlia? Chiamala che venga qui.
Ma dov'è quella bambina? Giulietta? Giulietta?
Che c'è? Che mi vuole?
Vostra madre.
Madam, sono qui. What is your will?
Ecco di che si tratta. Nurse, va via. We must talk in secret. Nurse, torna qui. Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age.
Faith, I can tell her age into an hour. Oh, God mark thee to his grace. Thou she was the prettiest babe that e'er I nursed.
Ora basta, taci, ti prego.
And I might see thee... Married one.
Mary. That Mary is the very theme I came to talk of. Ooh. Dimmi, Giulietta, bambina mia, che cosa ne pensi? Ti senti di meritarti?
It is an honor I dream not of.
Well, think of marriage now. By my count, I was a mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Ecco, allora, in poche parole, il nobile Paris ti chiede di amaro.
Un uomo, mia signora, my lady, such a man as all the world.
Verona summer hath not such a flower.
Sì, è un fiore, un bellissimo fiore davvero.
Basta, che ne dici? Can you love the gentleman? Questa notte lo vedrai alle nostre feste? Questo precious book d'amore, this unbound lover, to beautify him only lacks a cover. So shall you share all that he doth possess by having him, making yourself no less.
No less? Oh, nay, bigger! Le donne ingrossano per colpa degli uomini.
Allora, dimmi, can you like the gentleman or love?
I'll look to like if looking liking move, but no more deep will I dart mine eye than your strength, than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Bravo! Wonderful.
Did you understand it, Dave?
I was just enjoying it. That was wonderful.
You know, it's a really, I have to say, it's a really hot version of R&J. I've been in other productions of R&J, and this one is elevated.
That's actor talk for Romeo and Juliet.
It's hot. It's a really hot version.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's at the Italian Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. And what were the dates again?
June 3rd and June 4th for Italian Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. And all month we're going to be doing different, many awesome events, but this one is going to be great and epic.
So for more information, tickets and all the rest of it.
Tickets are $10 in advance. You can call 604-430-3337 or visit our website at italianculturalcenter.ca for tickets. You can purchase tickets at the door as well if you'd like. They're $15.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 7 o'clock and performance is at 7:30.
Fantastic.
June 3rd and June 4th.
Got it. And we'll put a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page as we do. So Christine, Nicole, and Stefania, thank you so much for coming in. I hope you have a terrific run. And next time you got something else going on, you drop by.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
Dave.
For coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right. Last week we talked to Veda Hilly about her new CD, Love Waves, and we're going to play another track from that one. She talked a lot about Berlin, so we're going to hear Goodbye to Berlin.
Carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me. I was on goodbye is the most dangerous part.
The National Campus Radio Association has joined a campaign to encourage mobile phone providers to unlock the FM chip that's already in our smartphones. Unlocking the chip means you can listen to FM radio and important emergency messages without draining your battery or data. Or is it data? Anyway, sign the petition at freeradioonmyphone.ca. That's freeradioonmyphone, freeradioonmyphone.ca. Tell your friends, and most importantly, tell your telephone provider that you want this.
Sit with me a while. I've had a rough day, give me a smile. Oh, your soft touch makes me shiver, and your funk beat makes me quiver.
English.
Radio Free Stein presents He Said It and White Wines, a concert staging of two plays by Gertrude Stein with music by Dorothy Chang and David Chokrun, June 4th and 5th at the Kulch. He Said It is a distressed comedy about two women who recreate a man's monologue. White Wines is about a drunken dinner party and its aftermath. Ticket prices, $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. For more information on this project, please visit RadioFreeStein.com.
Always spoken.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, hashtag Fear is an Opportunity to Educate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Yeah. Just type CITR-DAVE Radio in the search box. Click on My Face when it pops up. And remember to subscribe. And while you're there, check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes. And did I mention it's free?
This overload.
So that is the song Overload from the movie Dirty Dancing, which was a big hit for our next guest, who is on the phone right now, Alfie Zappacosta. Alfie, hi there.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's yourself?
Everything's just peachy keen.
I bet. You had a big show at the Orpheum last night.
Yes, it was the Orpheum Annex, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it's always great to be able to come back to Vancouver, I have to say. It was, lots of memories.
Yeah. The reason why I wanted to talk to you today was because we're basically a campus and community radio station, and it's sort of the favorite station for a lot of local musicians, especially people wanting to sort of get their start and make a career out of it. And you have definitely had a career.
Well, that's great. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of years, good 40-some-odd years of being in the Canadian industry. So, I mean, things are much different right now. But it's interesting, getting people to know that, over the 45 years, I've never really stopped performing.
Yeah.
Just maybe a little bit under the radar. So there's a whole lot of other recordings that I've done based on A to Z records that I'm able to do at this point in time with obviously let people hear the things that were existing that they do remember, but there's many, many, many more really interesting and jazzier kind of pieces that I'm doing now as I've sort of not reinvented myself, but sort of like reestablishing myself in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you started out kind of as a pop star, and then you got into musical theater for a while, and
yes.
And now you're primarily a jazz musician. So that's a few shifts along the way.
Well, it's the jazz is sort of like I use the term loosely. There was definitely the pop star thing was something that was really sort of like invented at the time by what the record company really thought would be a cool thing to do. If they figured that you're cutesy enough and what you were doing, there was an awful lot of powers to be that tried to really steer things towards, you being the cutesy kind of pop rock thing because you had to fit radio and there was a certain format that really would work. Well, I always went against the grain because I hated that frickin' idea anyhow. Obviously, they had me doing Mr. Pop Rock Cutesy Guy when you see the first video I ever did, We Should Be Lovers, that ended up being the worst video of 1984 and on MTV, not MTV, but Much Music. All you got to do is look it up, worst video of 1984, you'll find We Should Be Lovers. So
you were immortalized by Ed the Sock.
That's right, I'm infamous. But, it's nothing that I really enjoyed, that part of it, like the pop rock thing. But musically, and I had higher goals. But as far as being able to make a living and being under the umbrella of the arts, so to speak, by accident, again, the theater thing came through, and doing Jesus Christ Superstar and playing Jesus and playing Shay and Evita and Hair and a whole bunch of different things that sort of enabled me to continue doing what I was doing and singing and stuff. And the publishing deals enabled me to keep honing the craft as far as a writer goes. So there's a big mixed bag of things, that an oleo of things that I'm actually pretty good at. And, not a master of any in particular. But, it's come to this point where I'm in a really happy place and we can definitely entertain the troops, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to take out of that is just keep doing what drives you, what makes you happy, what you love, and there's always ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got no beef at this point in my life with things being pretty settled with everybody. That is important to me. My daughters, my grandkids and stuff, they're all pretty much settled. And at this point in my life, I'm 62 years old. And like I said, I've never stopped. So I'm just putting a little bit more emphasis on the promotional part of it and the publicity and just letting everybody know that, of course, I'm alive and well still doing it. So I plan to be around and working really hard for the next 10 years. So keep your ears, eyes open and come see me.
Yeah. You're playing in Chilliwack tonight.
I am. Two sold-out shows over here at Bozzini's, and They got a little bit of time off. Well, I suppose you're aware, there's the new record that I've done. I did a live recording at Festival Place in Edmonton, a big theater, and did a live recording there. Recorded a whole bunch of tunes. 12 made it to the record over like a bit of an anthology of the years. Also did also filmed the whole thing, the live thing. It's called, what is it called? No Avoiding Cliches.
Oh, perfect.
And then at the same time that was being shot, the school, Nate, the senior kids that are now graduated and in the end and gone to work, and as far as film goes, did a documentary about me.
Well, how do you like that? That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, they did a documentary, and I figured, I was thinking at the time, like, I really wasn't looking into getting a documentary. Then I didn't think there was anything really to talk about, but they've, since then, they've won a Rosie, which is like the Emmy for in Alberta. Mm-hmm. They've, Northwest Festivals, they won best film. Now, they were involved in shooting the DVD and all that, but the actual storyline and how they wanted to work the actual documentary, that's all they're doing. They did an incredible job, and they're winning a bunch of awards on I don't know, coming up some crazy story about Mr. Alfie Zappacosta. But it's all true. I mean, it's brutally honest, and it's hard for me to watch, but people seem to like it, so hey, hallelujah.
Do you know if we can see the documentary anywhere, or is it still sort of going through the festivals?
It's going through the festivals at this point in time. Pretty soon, I know that it's everything that I've done so far is really we're kind of at the cusp of it all. You know, it really all got done at the end of February as far as the actual recordings of the DVD and CD. The documentary itself was like the mid of May, so like 15, 16, 17. So there's still. It's still been making its rounds, and as far as the actual film festivals go, so we'll be definitely seeing something pretty soon as far as like whom what might be broadcasting it and stuff. So hopefully, I'll be hearing something about that in the next couple of weeks. But AlfieZappacosta.com is probably staying on top of all that. So
yeah.
You keep an eye out for it for sure.
Well, we will, and I'll link AlfieZappacosta.com onto our own Facebook page so that people get a chance to check all that stuff out. Well, it sounds like they're keeping you busy.
Yes, they're keeping me busy. I'm keeping myself busy, and like I said, I'll be at it, and definitely more profile out here for the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, we'll
see that decided.
Well, come back again soon.
I will, and thank you so very much, Dave. And
thank you, Alfie.
All you, and all the students, all the best to you guys.
All right, take care. Have fun in Chilliwack.
Cheers.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, what a cool guy. Alfie Zappacosta, you know, he's the kind of guy he just keeps going along, and he always keeps putting out new stuff. This is another track. I think it's from his new album. It's called Church Street Dip.
I figured I'd give you something brand new. Of course, it's going to kill me, but...
All right, thanks very much, Alfie.
Well, there's a tiny little club on Church Street. Within a couple of miles, you can feel the heat. Where people like to dance, they take off their pants. If they thought that their designer jeans inhibit them to make the scene, they'd rather be lean and mean. They're volatile, hostile, managing to stay in style. Always showing off the knees, it's always please, please, please. I gotta tell you about the women that go there. They could be wearing next to nothing, but they don't care. If the parents ever knew about the things they say and do, they'd lock their bedroom doors at night and keep the keys way out of sight. Until they see daylight. They're volatile, hostile, managing to stay in style. Always showing off their knees and so tease and oh, I love that Church Street dip. Out with a keen eye. with Rita. No other girl could be sweeter. But she goes into a fit when my eyes start to drift. It seems that jealousy's affecting all the scenery. Well, I'll just take her home. Ha ha. And go back where it's volatile, hostile, managing the stains down. Always showing off to please, it's always these, these. And oh, I love that Church Street dip. It's wild, it's absolutely hip. And it ain't no place for the small fry. The boss will check you out with a keen eye. There's a tiny little club on Church Street. Within a couple of miles, you can feel the heat. Where people like to dance, they take off their pants. If they thought that their designer jeans and impotent to make the scene, they'd rather be lean and mean. Aha! They're volatile, hostile, managing the stain style. Always showing off their needs, always teasing them. Oh, I love that Church Street dip. It's wild, it's absolutely hip. And it ain't no place for the small fry. The boss will check you out with a keen eye. Oh, I love that Church Street dip. They're volatile, hostile, managing the state style. Always showing off to please, it's always tease, tease, tease. I love the knees. Church Street Dip. Church Street Dip. Church Street Dip.
God bless you, folks. Good night. Thank you very much. God bless you. Good night.
I could walk in the rain with you, or we could talk all night, if you wanted to. It's an attitude you put on like a coat. It's not so old, not so new. Positioned on the smoking deck, nobody's noticed yet. There's nothing that we'd rather do. time is right. Well, the time is right. Hanging with a cigarette, positioned on the smoking deck. Nobody's noticed you yet.
Time now to take a look at the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. So we start off with the North Van Community Players, and they are doing the female version of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple. And they're still on the lookout for a Jesus, spelled Jesus, pronounced Jesus. Now, if you're not familiar with the story, it's the odd couple, but all the gender roles are reversed, and all the male characters are now female. Oscar and Felix are now Olive and Florence, and the Pigeon sisters are now the Costasuela brothers. So that's the quick background. So if you are a male actor between 30 and 50 who can get around with a relatively passable Spanish Castilian accent, they'd like to hear from you at the North Van Community Players. The show goes up in September at Hendry Hall. They've already started rehearsals, so they'd like to hear from you as soon as possible. Vagabond Players doing Forever Plaid. This is the musical about the boy band, the singing group from the early 60s, and they wear plaid jackets. That's why it's called Forever Plaid. It's going to be at the Bernie Blake Theater in around Christmas time, and the auditions are happening. First one is, let's see, the first one was yesterday, but there are other auditions coming up in June. So go to mtishows.com/foreverplaid for more information about that. Young People's Opera Society of British Columbia doing Amal and the Night Visitors. This is a Christmas opera about a poor disabled boy. It's the story about a boy in Palestine who comes across three strangers who happen to show up at their house on their way to visit a newly born baby. And you can probably figure it out from there. And so that's going to be happening in Newton, in sunny Surrey, and they are auditioning on Sunday. So contact the Newton Cultural Center for more information about that. Vancouver Fringe Festival, just watch me, the Trudeau musical, still looking for folks. Let's see, you can contact Walking Shadow Productions for more information about that. Fighting Chance Productions doing Heather's the Musical, Now or Later, the Canadian premiere of this very smart and funny political play. And the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a very popular musical that's going to be coming up around Christmas time. So that's three shows Fighting Chance Production is auditioning for right now. So go to fightingchanceproductions.ca for more information on that. Fraser Valley Stage is is doing another Christmas show called Christmas Survival Guide. That's going to be in November and December. And then in February, they're doing Hello Dolly. So go to FraserValleyStage.com for more information about that. Green Thumb and Axis doing their general auditions. Contact Shelby at greenthumb.bc.ca for more on that. I want to get to some we haven't really talked about yet. Actually, this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, Dramanatrix is doing their auditions for Bad Girls, the musical. That's happening, that will be on stage in October. The auditions are tomorrow and Sunday. Dapper Jumpsuit Productions doing a murder mystery cocktail party called Red Bulletin. And that audition is on June the 4th at the Scarf Building here at UBC. Metro Theatre doing Eric Chappell's Haywire, and their auditions are in June. Gateway Theatre doing The Music Man for their Christmas show, and the auditions are in July, but the deadline for application is the 3rd of June, so you've just got a couple of weeks to get on board with that one. Align Entertainment doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and The Little Mermaid in Coquitlam. Their auditions are in mid-June. And those shows are happening, Joseph in November and Little Mermaid in February. And finally, we got two more left. Deep Cove Stage Society doing 10 times 2, The Eternal Courtship. And that is happening in October, auditions in mid-June. And finally, Langley Players doing two one-act plays by George Walker, Parents' Night and The Bigger Issue. And that's happening in October, and the auditions are on the 19th of June. If you want any more details or other information about these or other notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com. or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you do have a notice that you would like us to read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And while I'm saying that, I just remembered that there was one other thing I wanted to mention. And so just bear with me for a moment while I pull it up, because this is important too. Is it there? Oh my goodness. Here we are. United Players of Vancouver are looking for extras. They are doing the Lion in Winter at the Jericho Arts Center, and that starts on the 2nd of June. And they would looking for folks who want to be an extra in the play. These are non-speaking roles. You'll be cast as a monk. There's four of them for each performance, and so you know you wear burlap with a rope belt, and you can sort of stand around and look menacing. If you want more information, you contact John Harris. He's the producer. 604-215-4314 is the number. Or you can just get a hold of him through United Players of Vancouver, or check the United Players Facebook page for more information. And you get to be on the show for one night, and then you get two complimentary tickets to see it another night. So that's good. All right. That's it. We're done.
Brought to you in living color.
Attention, non-reptilian life. Tambor Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This show is completely
sold out.
And you can learn more about these dark rites at KingGizzardandTheLizardWizard.com, or learn more about upcoming shows at TamborConcerts.com.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Today's shout out goes to some friends of the show and members of CITR who have been added to the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame. First of all, Joe Keithley is getting his own star on Granville Street. Plus, 13 people have been added to the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame as pioneer stars. And they include Steve Edge, host of CITR's Edge of Folk, and the great Linda McCrae, formerly of Terminal City and Spirit of the West, and now a big-time singer-songwriter in her own right in Nashville, Tennessee. Linda is definitely a pioneer of BC entertainment, and she deserves this honor. And so does Steve Edge, who has done some amazing work over the last two decades, bringing some fantastic folk music into Vancouver and presenting it for us here on the radio as well. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. And don't forget, there are three performances left of Nuts at the Havana Theater. One tonight, two tomorrow. You won't regret it. Go see it. Bring some friends. Have a ball. And you know I'm in it, right? Yeah. Okay. That's it. Stick around. Eleanor is up next with Femme Concept. And at 3:30, it's Nardwuar the Human Serviette. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
International is a non-profit, non-partisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. I'm just a vagabond.